This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. You're invited here to join us on the air. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Daryl.
855-450-3733, our Skype username if you want to join us there is lrn.fm. Apparently, there's been some fighting going on at the Burning Man Festival between the classes. We will explain what happened here in a few moments. Of course, you can also bring up anything you want, but also, in international news, Daryl, you and I both had the same story about President Nicolas Maduro chased by an angry crowd of protesters.
Yes.
In Caracas just a few nights ago. He was chased at a routine political event, according to the New York Times, by a crowd of angry protesters banging on pots and yelling that they are hungry. Just days after thousands of Venezuelans took to the streets to call for his ouster, according to local news media reports.
Now, did you watch the video that's attached to this article?
Yes, I seen the video. It's very, very short. I did not watch it with the sound on, so I don't know if the sound is particularly revealing or outrageous.
It's not. You can hear, you know, just yelling and screaming, and you can't really make anything out.
Yeah, that was when I saw the video, I wasn't really clear on exactly who was Nicolas Maduro.
Well, I think based on reading the article after I watched the video, I believe he was in the vehicle, and then it says that he got out of the vehicle to try to calm down the protesters.
That just sounds like a bad plan.
Yes.
Well, he is the dear leader. I mean, maybe he thought that he would be able to calm their hungry bellies by stepping out of the vehicle, because people in Venezuela have been, as we described last week, you had a lengthy piece about the lines that
yes.
people are waiting in and waiting and spending 30-something plus hours per month
yes.
on average waiting in lines just to get access to the most basic food items. And so, you know, maybe he thought, look, the fact is once people start getting hungry, then everything changes.
Right.
It's going to become...
They're eating the zoo animals in Venezuela.
That's right. Capturing stray dogs and squirrels and whatever else they can, you know, they can capture. Even the...
Well, eating squirrels is not unusual in the United States.
Okay. It's not exactly
there
unusual
are rednecks
either. Rednecks
that
do it,
go squirrel hunting.
Yep. Now you've got average people in the streets who are hungry and lucky to even eat one meal per day.
Yes.
If they're lucky. In Venezuela. So that's going to increase the amount of squirrels that are being captured.
Yeah, I mean, and hunting squirrels isn't particularly economical, at least in the States. I mean, because no. most bullets cost about what that meat would cost.
Well, you're not hunting squirrels with like a 22 or a 30-06. You're hunting a squirrel with like a pellet gun. And pellets are incredibly cheap.
Oh, so not like an actual bullet, just a pellet gun?
Would a pellet gun actually kill a squirrel?
Yes.
Okay. I've never done that before.
If
so.
You shoot the squirrel in either the head or in the chest area, mm-hmm. which is generally where you're going to shoot a squirrel, then yes, it will kill the squirrel.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't know that. I didn't know if it would just make him mad or like make him run away or something like that.
No.
Okay. I'm not a hunter.
Shoot,
I don't know.
You know, any small animal in the head, and they're not running very far.
Okay. Gotcha. So the scenes from the confrontation late Friday, which also appeared in videos uploaded to social media, captured the attention of Venezuelans, many of whom blame the unpopular president for the country's food shortages. In one video, Maduro tries to calm the pot bangers by walking among them, only to be surrounded as the furious crowd yells obscenities. "What is this?" an astounded voice behind the camera asks in one of the video clips. Mr. Maduro had traveled from the capital, Caracas, to Margarita Island off of Venezuela's northern coast to inaugurate a number of new public housing units and give a televised address. During the speech, he denounced his opponent's calls for his removal from office, which, by the way, they've collected, I forget how many millions of signatures, 1 or 2 million, I think it was 1.8
couple million.
1.8 million signatures to basically have him recalled. He called his opposition's vampires. and said they were preparing for violence. Foro Penal, a Venezuelan human rights group, says that the that 20 people had been arrested after the protests in the town of Villarosa on Margarita Island, and among those detained was Braulio Hattar, the director of a local news website called Reporte Confidencial, said the site which had reported on the protest against the president. So he believes that they targeted the director of that website because of the reporting on what happened against Maduro. Maduro's office made no statement about the incident or the arrests. Venezuelan politicians wasted little time Saturday using the confrontation to advance their agenda. Enrique Capriles, an opposition governor who lost to Maduro in the presidential election of 2013, said that the people of Villarosa have no fear. Through banging pots, Maduro was run out of town. And as long as this continues, as long as the hunger continues, and it seems no sign of letting up, as long as the anger continues to fester, it's only a matter of time before Maduro, everywhere he goes, gets run out of town. And eventually he'll either get run out into his whatever mansion, presidential mansion it is that they have, presumably in Caracas, or to actually get run out of the entire state of Venezuela.
Yeah, and probably he'll wind up getting run out of the entire country. Now, on the recall petition, there were 409,313 valid signatures on the petition. So they probably did wind up collecting, you know, close to a million. And
I thought it was more than a million. But
might have been. Yeah. But, you know, like, we know what validity rates are.
Right.
And you're lucky to wind up getting between, you know, like 50 to 65% valid on your petition. They wound up with 409,313 valid. They needed 195,721. So they got well over double what the requirement was.
Okay.
And the population of Venezuela is about 30 million.
Pedro Carvalhalino, a pro-government television anchorman, said the protesters had been sent by Mr. Capriles, again, the opposition governor, who opposed Maduro in 2013. So the conspiracy theory by the government web television, actually, is that the protesters were sent by Capriles and other members of the opposition. Quote, it was a lack of respect to presidential dignity. Well, how much longer, how long should a president demand respect? For how long after a people have gone starving and waiting in lines endlessly should respect remain for this particular office?
Yeah, I mean, if I ran any other business, which is pretty generous to call it a business, and I ran it into the ground to the point where all of my employees were starving to death and no work was being done at all, I mean, for me to be like, no, I'm a great CEO, like,
right,
that would be an absurd statement.
Yeah, and for you to expect to be respected when you walk into the office on Monday morning,
yeah,
would be ridiculous.
Well, in the U.S., if you are a horrible CEO, you'll probably wind up getting a golden parachute and,
true,
millions upon millions of dollars.
Well, right, but you still don't claim that you're doing a good job.
They might, though. I mean, if they've got the hubris for it.
Yeah.
Nonetheless, your point is taken. So Thursday, Maduro's political opponents organized a mass protest in the capital, a gathering they called the Taking of Caracas. It was the largest protest this year. As many thousands descended on the capital from around the country, chanting, singing, and venting frustration with the country's chronic shortages, most critically of food. Organizers are trying to use rising anger against the president to propel an effort to recall him from office by means of a popular referendum. If the referendum happens this year and Maduro loses, Venezuelans will have the opportunity to elect a new president. But the government, which is responsible for organizing the vote, wants to hold it next year. If Maduro loses in 2017, a leftist vice president will serve what is left of his six-year term. So that's what we had heard last time we had talked about the referendum, was they'd gathered these million-plus signatures, and that ultimately Maduro is essentially using whatever tactics he can to delay the vote, if it happens, until 2017, because then his buddy will get into office after him.
Yeah, and I'm trying to find, you know, whatever I can on this, and apparently 60% of the signatures on the petitions were thrown out as invalid.
Polls do show that Maduro would be likely to lose such a referendum. So,
of course,
no wonder it is he's trying to put it off. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us here. Coming up, Philippine President Duterte was going to meet with Obama, but something went wrong. We'll tell you about that on the way. This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE.
I'm Governor Gary Johnson. I'll be on the ballot for president in all 50 states. If a Democrat is elected president, if a Republican is elected president, in 4 years, we will still be at war. America will be 4 years deeper in debt. We will have four more years of rising taxes, bigger government, crony capitalism instead of free markets, and less freedom. How do we know this? Because that's what both parties keep delivering. If you're an optimist, you know that one day, America will have its act together. One day, we won't be at war. One day, taxes will be fair. One day, our social and economic challenges will be conquered. Not by force, but by cooperation and mutual respect. To the independent majority of Americans who feel as I do, I say, why wait one more day?
Our best America yet. Johnson Weld, 2016.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2016.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here toll free. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever you want. Also, Freedom's Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest and freshest stories and perspective on current events from those who value liberty, then visit freedomsphoenix.com. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. It's freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. That's freedomsphoenix.com. As we continue in studio, you've got Ian,
Melanie,
and Daryl.
So we're talking about some international news headlines here. We started with the president of Venezuela, Nicolas Maduro, basically being run out of a town by an angry mob of hungry people banging pots and pans. And they're not so happy. Of course, the economy there is in absolutely dismal shape. And some say that it's President Duterte, which is the Filipino president, what I'm actually meaning to say, Nicolas Maduro. Some say it's Maduro's fault, that the status of the economy is all his fault. Now, whether it's all his fault or not, I don't know about that. I mean, it's the Venezuelan government's fault, that's for sure, and he's the head of state. So, certainly...
Right, and he did kind of inherit some of the stuff from who was the
Chavez.
Yeah, from Chavez. But of course, like the president here in the U.S., he is continuing the policies of Chavez.
What?
So, he's continuing the state-run stuff. He's nationalized a bunch of stuff. So, he's not done anything to make things better.
Well, but is he in charge in any meaningful way? And I don't know anything about, civics in Venezuela, but is he actually in charge or is he more of a figurehead? Because blaming one specific person, he's a state agent, so he's evil for that reason, he's not just some kind of captive, which...
Chavez is definitely
right.
A part of, or not Chavez, Maduro. I'm getting all my dictators mixed up here. Maduro is definitely an active player in the Venezuelan government. I mean, whether
he's made declarations of this industry is now nationalized.
Okay.
Yeah, whether he can do that with or without the backing of the parliament there, whatever they call themselves, I don't know.
Well, right, but a lot of countries have people who are... Like, they're in charge of, some ceremony, but they're not actually in charge of any law writing.
Right, so, the Queen of England is the head of state, but she's not the head of the government.
Right, yeah, she's just
Maduro
the head of, parties.
Is the head of state and the head of government,
okay.
Just like how, technically the President of the United States is both of
right.
those things.
And until recently, even the President of the States, I would say, wasn't really in charge of a whole lot. That's changed... In recent history with executive orders, but, he was really just more of a figurehead until recently, so I always try to make sure that, I know what status they actually have.
Right, right.
Should you wish to join the conversation, you can do so. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So, how many more days Nicolas Maduro has in Venezuela remains to be seen. It's anybody's guess as to whether or not he'll be physically run out of office within the next few months or will be voted out of office via this referendum that is calling for his ouster. That could happen. Well, the protesters would like it to happen in 2016, but Maduro and his cronies are trying to put it off until 2017. And if it does, it's ultimately not really going to change anything, although I believe there's an election toward the end of 2017 because, the other guy will fill out the remainder of his time, which shouldn't be too much longer. I believe the terms are 6 years, if I'm recalling correctly, down in Venezuela for president. And so the opposition party is certainly going to be running against whoever it is, whether it's Maduro or his right-hand man that may replace him if he's ousted in 2017. Either way, unless policies start to change, it's not going to make a difference. They can toss Maduro out on his ass, but if some other socialist gets in there and doesn't do anything to allow the market to actually work, getting rid of the ridiculous official exchange rate that locks the bolivar in at 10 to 1, meaning 10 bolivar to 1 U.S. dollar, as opposed to allowing the market to set the rates, that's one of the things that's doing the most economic damage over there. That's one of the reasons why people are starving, because businesses will not do business with companies in Venezuela because the companies can only pay in bolivar and no international company wants to accept money, accept any kind of payments in bolivars. So basically it becomes impossible to import products, and because people, you know, can't make their own decisions about starting their own businesses or, you know, basically owning land, you've got the state out there now basically taking slaves from the population and sending them out to do farming, sort of like in North Korea. That's become a thing recently in Venezuela, where they're literally conscripting people to farm for the state with the idea of this is how we're going to feed people now, rather than allowing the market to work and people to own property and, you know, decide whatever things they want to make or build and sell like we're kind of used to generally in the United States. I mean, yeah, there's a bunch of hoops that you still have to jump through in a lot of areas, and the U.S. is by no means a free market.
Right.
But the marketplace is even less free in a place like Venezuela. So if, you know, if the Venezuelan people want change, they're going to have to get beyond the idea that change is embodied in a man, that whatever it is that needs to change is going to have to come from this figurehead.
Right. And, of course, Maduro blames the United States
for all of the
problems in Venezuela.
That's what they do in North Korea, too.
Yeah.
They blame the United States.
Well, at least in North Korea, they're able to afford to print their own money.
They got their own central bank there?
Well, I don't know if they necessarily run their own central bank, but we've not heard stories about companies telling the North Korean government, you can't afford to pay us to print your dollars.
Well, that's true.
We heard, you know, there was the story that we covered a few months ago where, you know, some of these printing companies around the world told Venezuela, you have to pay us up front for your money. And they're like, well, we don't have money to pay you to print our money.
Don't forget, you have to pay us up front in dollars or some other non-Bolivar currency, which, of course, they don't really have. The government of Venezuela doesn't have that many dollars. Now, they don't have enough to print their own currency, so they're basically in a really bad situation.
It would be really amusing if, and this is probably not relevant, but the central bank / money printing company would only take Bitcoin to print your fiat.
Well, that would be neat, but highly unlikely. They'll take anything they can exchange for value on the world stage. So I doubt that they're accepting U.S. dollars from all of their customers, all of the countries that want to buy. They'll probably take anything that they can use, and the bolivar is useless, so they're not going to take it. I am curious, though, to know if, let's see here, North Korea, the won is the Korean People's Won. It's the official currency of North Korea, and it is issued by the Central Bank of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. So it does sound like they may be issuing their own currency, although issuing might be different than printing. Maybe they're having someone else print it.
Right. Pretty much every country on Earth has a central bank. Now, I know that there are a couple like Costa Rica where the official currency of Costa Rica is the U.S. dollar.
Well, in this case, they have a central bank, but they don't do their printing.
Right.
They hire that out. Toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here. Duterte and Obama have had a falling out. We'll tell you what happened on the way on Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free to take control of the airwaves. We're talking about Power Mad Madmen all across the world. We got Nicolas Maduro, who may be on the last legs of his administration, as he was recently chased out of a town in Margaritaville Island, I believe it was called. Kind of an unusual.
No, he was chased out of Caracas after having visited Margarita Island.
I don't think that's correct. I believe he was actually in Margarita Island or whatever it was. Let's see, the story from the New York Times. He had traveled from the capital, Caracas, to Margarita Island, which is where he was giving a speech to inaugurate a number of new public housing units. So, no, he was not in the capital.
Okay, he was in Margarita Island.
So, the confrontation in Villarosa, specifically it was Villarosa, which is a town in Margarita Island, suggests that the tide may have turned in an area that once supported the president. It voted for Maduro and his predecessor and mentor, Hugo Chavez, in previous elections by significant margins. Now he's got crowds in the street banging on pots, yelling about how they're starving.
Well, they've got nothing else to do with their pots. They don't have any food to cook in it.
No, they sure don't. And it's just really a tragic story. I mean, it's sad to watch. It's amusing in some ways, but there's, you know, real personal tragedy happening there, and it's absolutely horrifying. So if you want to join us, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Of course, these things don't tend to change as often as many of us would like to see them. I mean, I wish I could press a button and eliminate the state tomorrow, but unfortunately, this is a messy, ugly process where people are going to die in order to advance to whatever next level of consciousness that that humans have. Getting away from the idea of the state. Getting away, as I was saying, from the idea that this man is the problem. Maduro is a problem, but he's not the problem. The real problem in my mind, and you know, I'd love to hear what you guys think about this, is it really stems from humans wanting to control other humans. That's where all of these problems come from. The idea of the state is just an extension of man's desire to control his fellow man, or women's desire to control other people as well.
Well, I mean, I think statism is the problem, and that's not necessarily... I mean, I guess you can be on
that's
either
where that comes
side
from,
of
though.
That. And so, like, I don't necessarily know that all of the population wants to control other people. A lot of them want to be controlled.
Well, there are those
or
people.
Or think that they should be. Because if everybody's walking around wanting to be in control, there's only so many government jobs you can take, right?
No, I agree with you. There are people who do wish to be told what to do. That's true.
I think that that's... I can't comprehend that for the life of me. Right. I don't trust people that much to... But I think that the majority of people, and I almost think we've been bred this way to some extent, in recent history anyway, like you... They want someone else to be in charge. They don't want the responsibility
of having to take care of themselves. You mean?
Not necessarily of having to take care of themselves, but of making decisions almost. Mm-hmm. So if they can have somebody else to make decisions for them, they almost care less whether or not the decision is the right one than they do of whether or not they're responsible for making it.
I see what you're saying. So if another person's making a decision for them, they feel like, well, I'm just doing what I was told, so
yes.
I don't really have to. Not my fault that these things are happening.
So what sort of decisions are you talking about? Because I'm trying to think of decisions that I make on a daily basis that someone else is making for me, or that, you know, I would want other people to make. And I don't want somebody telling me, Daryl, this is what you're eating for breakfast.
Well,
this
right,
is
but you're an anarchist.
Lunch.
Right, yeah, it's hard for us to
I don't think anybody in this room can fully comprehend that mentality, but we're all anarchists.
Right, but when you say people want others to make their decisions, what decisions are you talking about?
As many as possible. So it could be something like where to send your kids to school, or, you know, other stuff like clearing the roads.
This is what color t-shirt you wear today. This is what you're eating for lunch.
Well, that's an extreme version of it.
We haven't got to that point
yet.
Well,
they have it in jail. So in prison they have
that. Okay, yeah, that's true. And people who come out of jail. I've known lots of people who come out of jail and they kind of have trouble readjusting because they have to, like, be told, like, okay,
to
you know.
Yeah, people in the military as well. I've heard stories of, you know, people that came home from basic training before going off on whatever assignment where they would wake up early in the morning and just sit on the end of their bed waiting on somebody to come tell them what to do for the day.
It's crazy.
Yeah, and I mean, that's a you know, mentally damaging thing as far as I'm concerned, but that's kind of an extreme, but even just, you know, the gen pop, the general population, which is what a lot of us tend to call non-anarchists, they don't want to make, even if they're okay with, you know, they can pick out their own clothes and they can make breakfast, right? But, like, they don't want to make life-altering decisions necessarily. They don't
like saving for their retirement.
Right, yeah. They'd rather have Social Security do that than them have to even pick out stocks. Like, they don't want...
Choosing a doctor.
Yeah, they don't want to have to pick an insurance plan, so they want, you know, the Obamacare or ACA. They don't want to have to make, especially decisions about society. They'll just, you know, oh, this leader looks good because he has a family, which is a completely irrelevant qualification. Like, and then, okay, well, you know, that's what he decided to do, so that's what, quote, we as a society, unquote, you know, decided, which doesn't even... is an incoherent statement, but they don't care because it's not on them.
Well, also, I think that you're right, Melanie, that not only do people... Well, I think that you're right that people want to be told what to do. A lot of them do. I don't use the term gen pop. That's something I only hear from you. I just call people.
Okay.
Because everybody's different. But there are some people who do want to be controlled, but those people also want to see others controlled, right? Because they believe that everyone else is like them, and they want to be controlled.
Right.
They want to be told what to do, so therefore everyone else should be subject to the same rules. So there's still that desire
to be controlled. Okay, yes, they still want them to be controlled. They just don't want to be the ones. I agree with that.
Right.
Yeah, I saw somebody, and I'm trying to pull up so that I get the wording exactly right, but somebody had posted something on Facebook where it was actual conversation.
Between
themselves and another person,
okay,
where they were talking about schools, and they said, well, you know, maybe we should just get the government out of the schooling business altogether. And the other person said, well, then how would things be funded? Well, privately, like if you want the school to exist, you could give them some money. And they're like, oh no, that would never work. I wouldn't give money to the school. So the person advocating for we need the government to control the schools was basically saying we need other people to steal money from people because I don't want to pay for this.
Right, because of people like that
person.
Well,
and if that person doesn't have kids and doesn't send them to a school, that's fine. But, like, kids are expensive. So, you know, like, I don't know. I take a lot of issue with the concept of, like, being told that I have to pay for other people's children in the same... Like,
that's why you're a libertarian.
Yeah. That's not why I'm a libertarian, but if somebody said, I want a Ferrari, but, like, I don't want to have to pay for the maintenance. Like, well, okay, then you can't afford a Ferrari. So,
that's true. Like, except it's a lot easier to get a kid than a Ferrari if you can't afford one.
Yeah, that's true, but, children are a luxury item.
I don't know of anybody that's ever, you know, like, woke up one morning, oh, guess what? I'm having a Ferrari.
Yeah, children are a luxury item, but they're the most easily obtained of luxury items.
Right, and unfortunately, that's true, and, you know...
You can obtain one by accident.
But at the same time, well, you know what? I disagree that you can obtain one by accident. You can obtain one by reckless disregard for the consequences. Tripping and falling is an accident. Sleeping around.
Sexual intercourse is not an accident. Okay, right. I'll give you that. But there are accidental things that can happen. Like, even if somebody takes precautions and wears a condom, maybe there's been holes poked into it, or it just happens to fail. Because, you know, condoms aren't 100% effective.
No form of birth control other than vasectomy and hysterectomy. Right.
Well,
there's even
cases of those. But,
that's right. Yeah.
Okay, but when you do that, you know what the risks are. Like, it's literally printed on the label. This is the risk of this happening.
Yep, that's true.
And, I mean,
there
I think that people didn't have that, you know, a lot of people, like, straight up, you know, marry the government, basically. And then, you know, some people are like, well, these programs exist. So, like, I think that people would make better decisions if they didn't have that to necessarily fall back on.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. Our toll-free number tonight, should you wish to join the conversation, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Whether you want to talk about the Venezuelan president run out of town, people's desire to control others and be controlled, or whatever's on your mind, you can take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Coming up, Obama and Duterte, they were going to meet, but didn't work out. We'll explain why. This is Free Talk Live.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm,
and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Evalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vninc.com/prohealth. That's vninc.com/prohealth.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Take control of these airwaves here. Bring up anything you want. We're talking about international dictators like Rodrigo Duterte, who we'll be talking about coming up here in moments. Also, we already covered the president of Venezuela, Nicolas Maduro, being run out of a town by a hungry crowd yelling about how they're starving and banging on empty pots and pans. You can join us here, of course, toll-free and take control of the airwaves. We were just looking at a news story about Jax, the official Bitcoin wallet of Free Talk Live. You can get yours over at JAXX.io or the Apple or Google App Stores. However, if you are an Apple user, we've got some bad news for you. Now, I don't know, if you've been paying attention to the Bitcoin universe for several years, you may remember a story. It seems like it was 3 years ago, maybe 4 years ago. It seems like a few years. Where Apple was actually not even allowing any Bitcoin wallets whatsoever on their platform. You remember that?
Vaguely.
Yeah. That happened for a little
while. I
thought
it was just the blockchain .info wallet, but it could have been
I believe it was all Bitcoin wallets were forbidden from
Were they forbidden or had they not just been through the
They were not approving them. They were not allowing them to.
And my understanding was they were also removing things from the App Store that had been approved.
Maybe on accident, I think.
But they were not deleting. So if you had the apps on your phone, it wasn't deleting those apps.
Correct.
But there were people that were saying, Apple removed this, and so therefore I lost my Bitcoin. No, you didn't. It's still on your phone.
Well,
it's still on your iPad. Don't go shoot your iPad, you idiot.
So Apple has appeared to have allowed Bitcoin apps for some time now, but they're not allowing Jax to continue offering Dash coverage. So with your Jax wallet, you can hold Bitcoin, you can hold Ether, and you can hold Dash. These are three different cryptocurrencies out there. It, of course, Bitcoin the first and most popular, but the other two are definitely top teners. And if you're an Apple user, sorry, by September 16th, Apple has set a deadline now for Jax to remove Dash. If you're an Android or Windows or Linux or Mac user, or maybe Mac doesn't work. I don't know if Mac works or not, but Linux, Windows.
It would be the same app store.
Okay, so yeah, Linux, Windows, you can still use Jax with Dash. So Jax will continue to have Dash in every other version with the exception of the Apple products version, because Apple is apparently completely against freedom of cryptocurrency, and they've got some arbitrary list of certain cryptos that they have approved. So apparently Apple has approved Bitcoin, Ether, DAO tokens, Ripple, Doge, and Litecoin, but they've asked Jax to remove Dash.
Do we know if Jax is going to comply with that request?
They are.
That's sad.
If they don't, they're going to just pull the app.
Yeah, they're going to pull it. I mean, that's because Apple has central control over every app that gets released. So it always takes longer for an app developer to get an Apple app released. Like, Android will put theirs up real fast. But Apple, for whatever reason, has total central approval and control over every app that goes through there. Well, and they're going to act like that makes it a better system.
I mean, to be honest, that is one of the things that I like. And in this case, it didn't go the right way. But, like, that is one of the things I like about Apple. I don't know how to computer is how I usually, you know, phrase it. But, like, if I go to the App Store, nothing has a virus on it. It is what it says it is. You know, it might not be the best thing, and I understand that I lose a lot of functionality, but in my situation, I mean, that's kind of what is best for me. Okay. Now, somebody who, you know, knows how to program obviously is in a much different situation. You might want the open system.
The structure where anybody who, you know, has the programming ability can submit product and it gets approved for Android.
And I mean, I don't think that either is inherently better. I'm not saying that this decision is right, but I don't think that either system is inherently better.
You're right, there are some downsides. Yeah, there are some downsides. There can be apps that are malicious that you can download through the Android App Store. However, there are also user reviews. So that's one of the ways the marketplace can help you filter out the bad apps from the good apps. So if you're looking for an app, you know, and if you're looking for a specific app, like, you know, let's say you want to download Telegram, a messaging app. Well, as long as you're downloading it from the official Telegram store, you don't have to worry about getting one that's all infected with malware or something like that.
Well, right, but you have to be competent enough to know that the one you're downloading is the official
one. Yep, that's right. It's not that hard to figure these things out. But I guess for some people who don't want to do any thinking whatsoever, Apple's going to be the solution. But you're going to get crippled apps. Like, you're, you know, with Jax, if you're on Apple, sorry, you just don't get access to Dash because now, Apple has decreed it so.
Could someone still download the APK?
Or the equivalent of it? It's a different. APK is the Android file format.
Okay, but, you know, well, whatever the equivalent. Could they download that, or is Apple going into everyone's device?
You'd have to jailbreak.
And remove it.
You can jailbreak it, and a lot of people do. People who know what they're doing, you can jailbreak the security and download unapproved apps.
Yeah, I suspect you would be able to do it if you have a jailbreak.
But then once you do that, then the phone is kind of less secure.
That's true. Also, your warranty is void, if you had one.
Yeah.
You don't have that either.
Whether warranties are even good. Well, to rely on anyway.
Yeah, I mean,
but yeah.
Generally, companies will honor their warranty. If you, you know, if the phone breaks and it's not due to you throwing it up against a wall, they'll honor repair on that. Let's go to Daniel listening in. He's saying he's in FEMA Region 9. Daniel, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, greetings from FEMA Region 9er. Hey, a couple of compliments first. Appreciate what you guys have built with your show and your network and your studio there. And Mr. Perry with your news show, I appreciate that too.
Thank you.
And thank you for doing what you do. You're even working on a holiday today. So
yes.
That's one thing. The other thing, I have a question about your, what's happened to your camera? You're only showing one angle.
Oh, sorry about that. I guess I forgot to hit our switcher. Thanks for the heads up. So go ahead with what you're calling about.
Okay, yes. What I'm calling about was your statement about the state. I might have even heard this on one of the shows that you guys broadcast, but the problem with government is it's based on a moral flaw and, or let's just say immorality, and that is the assumption that there's a group of people to whom you have the power to give powers that you don't have yourself. For instance, the power to execute people, to confiscate their property.
Mm-hmm.
And that, conversely, that there's the vast majority of people can give up their natural rights, or some would say God-given rights, and have fewer rights based on the say-so of this elite group of people.
Sounds accurate to me.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Now, another question that came up while you're talking about all Bitcoin and everything. I'm curious what your experience has been with Coinbase. I have my
terrible
with them. Really? Okay.
Yeah, they cut me off earlier this year. Yep, that's my experience. Before that, it was fine, but they cut me off this year with no explanation whatsoever as to why they did it. They told me I was never allowed to do business with them ever again. So Free Talk Live is no longer doing business with Coinbase. And I don't know what the reason was. I suspect it was, you know, just buying a bunch of Bitcoin or something like that, which I was doing at that time. But they don't explain it. They just clam up, they disconnect, and
whereas,
I find that really rude.
I've never had a problem with Coinbase.
They did not steal the money. No, I was able to get the coins out.
Whereas I've never had a problem with Coinbase, but I've had several problems with BitPay. To where BitPay did something similar, to where they told me, nope, you're not allowed to do business with us because you're allowing people to contribute to your new business without buying a product. So, therefore, you have to jump through some hoops and hurdles to be a 501c3, even though what I'm doing is not a 501c3 entity, and I never claimed that it was, but because I was allowing people to just send me Bitcoin through their service, then they said, nope, you can't use us.
For our listeners who don't know, we're talking about Bitcoin, the decentralized cryptocurrency. Coinbase is one of a myriad of websites that allows you to exchange, let's say, U.S. dollars for Bitcoin. They also have merchant services where they'll allow merchants to accept Bitcoin and then allow them to cash out that Bitcoin into U.S. dollars if they want to. BitPay is a little different in that they don't offer wallet services or a real exchange service. BitPay just focuses on merchant service providing.
Yes.
So Coinbase is a larger company, I think, because they service more people doing more things. But both of these companies are obedient to the state, like most of the exchanges are. I mean, if the state says jump, they're going to say how high, because they want to stay in business. They're in business to do business, not stand up for the rights of Bitcoiners, unfortunately. So your luck is just what your luck is with these groups. I say use them until they boot you out the door, and then, you know, have some other options in mind. I don't know if you had another question about Coinbase or whatever it was that prompted the question. Stand by. We'll let you jump back in here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. But what are some alternatives to these things? I've heard a lot of our listeners on the AMP forum have been talking about Circle recently, which I have yet to actually try out. I don't know if either of you have. This is Free Talk Live. You can share your thoughts with us. Alternatives to Coinbase, it's Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.